Yep, you need the blues. Get your picks right here. This is Watermelon Slim.
What a lovely way to start. You know, when I was growing up in the northeast of England, even as a teenager, a pretty raw and innocent teenager, I knew what I'm a king bee, I can make honey baby and all that kind of stuff. One of the few blues songs I understood all the words to and almost resonated to as well. Opening up the program, Watermelon Slim from the album Bull Goose Rooster and I'm a King Bee. In the show today, we've got a live interview with J.W. Jones, and we would have had some live music. I'll explain more about that a little bit later on, and other loads of new stuff as well, and so a nice mix of music, both rocky and otherwise. J.W. is going to be on the rock side, so let's have two or three tracks which are the complete opposite. Acoustic-y, a band who are getting even more and more attention here in the UK. Willie and the Bandits, Willie with only one eye and the Willie. And here they are live from about a month or so ago with a lovely track called Mammon.
My mom. you go. I won't let you down, my mama.
Isn't that wonderful? Super stuff. Mumbo Jumbo are the band. Sonic Gumbo is the brand new album, and a track called Sail That Ship. And before that, you heard live, courtesy of Balcony Television, from the, I think it was recorded down in Cornwall, you heard Willie and the Bandits, and a track called Mammon. Wonderful. two great tracks side by side together. Here's a lady who is touring at present in the Far East, I think she is, Jennifer Magnus. Her album Love Wins Again. And from the album, actually, she said on her Facebook page or on her webpage, one of the two, perhaps even both, that she's been in the business a couple of decades now and made so many albums. And this is the first time she's made a proper music video. And it must admit, it is rather good. If you enjoy this track, and I think you will, it's off the new album Love Wins Again. If you enjoy the track, go and find the YouTube video of it. Gosh, she is just so funny and so sexy. Jennifer Magnus and Real Slow. It's worth checking out the video. Her first ever music video, in a sense. Jennifer Magnus, Love Wins Again, the album, and there is a track called Real Slow. In a week's time, I'll be in the town of Turrita di Siena in Tuscany for the European Blues Challenge taking place this year in Italy, obviously, if I'm going to be in Siena. 3 years ago, it was in Toulouse in France, and there I met Tiny Legs Tim, who's Belgian. And I didn't meet him last year in Belgium, but he's representing Belgium this year, and so I'm looking forward to meeting up with him again. And you're wondering, Tiny Legs Tim, what does he sound like? This is what he sounds like. Thank you.
mean a thing.
At the spelling of this, and either it's somebody spelt it wrongly, or it's perhaps it's for the Belgian. It's got three P's and stepping up. Tally Legs Tim out of Belgium. He's representing Belgium in the Youth Blues Challenge in Tarita in a week's time. I wish him luck, but not as much luck as Red Butler, who are representing the UK. We've got about, I think, 15 people or thereabouts at least are travelling out there. Magazine editors, presenters like myself, all kinds of people, photographers are going, and all sort of going out to have a good 4 or 5 days in Italy and also supporting Red Butler. But they've got some big challenges because there's some really fine bands taking part. Let's go to Poland. Now, the band are called the Blues Junkers, and here's a track called Blues Junkers.
High all the time. Some
out of Poland. Yeah. And they'll be in Torroja di Siena next weekend. 21 bands altogether from across Europe, all taking part in a two-day challenge. And I'll be doing the show from there next weekend, but by the time you hear it, it'll be too early for the results, if you see what I mean. So you'll be getting the full results in 2 weeks' time. But next week's show will reflect Italy, at least, because I'll be doing it from Italy, which will be huge fun. Pasta, good wine, all that kind of stuff. Okay, J.W. Jones, out of Ottawa, Canada. I've been playing him on the show since he had his first record with Northern Blues way back, and when Fred Litwin started the record company back in 2000, I guess, so some 15 years ago. And he came to the boat this week together with Laura on bass and Matt on drums to do a session. Now, it's all been a bit rushed with packing to get away and things, and because it was a pretty full-on rock session, the mix down is going to take longer than I've had time to do. And so rather than play a rough mix, and it would be rough, it wouldn't do JW any favours, I thought I would wait until I get a bit of time and we'll do a complete session with all the correct mixes. But we will have part of the interview at least, because it was a great session and a great interview. But let's go back to an album which is called Bogart's Bounce and bring in JW Jones. We'll be right back. 14 years ago, would you believe, on Northern Blues. That's the title track of the album from J.W. Jones Blues Band and Bogart's Bounce. And welcome indeed. For the first time in over a year, the top deck of the houseboat, the studio here, has got a complete band on top of it. First time since Malaya Blue over a year ago. So we've got Laura on the right-hand side on bass, Matt in the middle on drums, and J.W. Jones on the left-hand side. J.W., is this the first time you've been to the UK?
It's my first tour to the UK, yes.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
That's a number which is older than you are by quite a way, and you're beginning your first albums with Northern Blues were sort of very much a mix of covers and your own work, but then that changed as the years went on, and your last one, Belmont Boulevard, became much more J.W. Jones, didn't it?
Well, I mean, our first few records were primarily original as well, but they were definitely a little more traditional in terms of the songwriting. Mm. You know, it was definitely more in the bluesy vein of taking ideas from, you know, a lot of the old writers and stuff like that. But I guess the main thing is, as time has gone on, and especially on Belmont Boulevard, it's more of a personal record in terms of the lyrics. You know, I'm digging a little deeper, trying to, you know, write things that are, I shouldn't say more from the heart, but maybe more personal. You know, that would be the best way of putting it.
Is that because you felt free enough to be able to do it?
Yeah, I think I'm at the age where I don't mind sharing that stuff now, whereas in the
in your
early
20s,
days,
you were loath to, you mean?
That's right, yeah. Exactly. So now I feel more comfortable with all of that. So Tom really helped bring that out of me, Tom Hambridge, who produced the record. Mm. And, you know, a few of the songs, I went to him with the ideas, and I didn't have them completely written yet. And I said, you know, let's work on these together. And he said, yeah, let's work on these together. And we went back and forth through email and wrote a few of the songs on the record together that way.
I mean, Tom's an amazing producer because he produces many, many albums, and he leaves kind of an imprint, but not a big one. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say. I mean, he definitely has a sound and a style, but his whole approach is to let everything kind of just happen in the studio rather than pre-orchestrating it too much or over-rehearsing, I guess. So a few of the songs, you know, I went to him and said, okay, so how are we arranging this? You know, how long will the guitar solo be, or, you know, where do you want to put the bridge for the vocals or whatever? And he'd say, no, don't worry about any of that. We do all that in the studio at that, like, that day. Yeah. So when we arrived there, the band all had charts, you know, with the Nashville number system on them. So yes, they all knew what they were playing. And I basically just sat down. I didn't even have charts. I just sat down and played, and he said, okay, so your solo is going to be this long, and your verse one, verse two, here's your bridge, you know, things like that. So a lot of it just happened in the studio, and you know, if something magical happened, like someone played a certain riff, then maybe we would build an ending off of that or an intro off of that. Mm. You know, and that definitely happened in there too.
So how much of the album when it was finished was how you imagined it before you went in the studio?
Well, none of it. It was yeah, really, that was kind of the really liberating process or liberating feeling to me about this whole thing, because on the previous records, when I produced them myself, I knew exactly what it was going to sound like, you know, roughly, because I was kind of creating the whole thing. It was my baby. But with this record, it was fun because I was able to let go of all of that and just say, okay, I'm yours. You tell me what to do. You know, you're the producer. You're the one with all the success doing this. So you tell me what to do and I'll do it. And because of that, I had no idea what it would sound like. And a couple of the songs on the record were an absolute complete surprise.
Right.
So, yeah.
But it's one, I guess, by the way you're talking, you're really happy with that.
I'm very happy with it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, most people say it's their favorite record. I mean, the of mine anyway. But the super traditional blues fans prefer some of the earlier stuff, which is fine with me.
Yeah, but you've got a big enough merch stand. It's about eight albums now or something,
eight
is
albums,
it?
Eight albums, yeah.
Right. I mean, yes, you've got a wide range of showing the J.W. Jones over a 15-year period.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, if people want Chicago Blues Shuffles, then, you know, buy Bogart's Bounce. That's our second release. And if they want to hear me kind of developing as an artist and a songwriter, then get the newer stuff. You know
what are you going to do for us live now?
We're going to do Tell Me What's Inside of You. This is a song by Buddy Guy. And last year was a very cool year for us because we played in Chicago a couple of times at Buddy Guy's Legends. And he sat in with the band twice. And not only that, but he invited me to join him on a couple of shows in Ottawa, too, where we're from. And so I got to play with Buddy Guy four times, which is amazing. And we recorded this song before any of that happened. We recorded this song, and it's from Live at the Checkerboard Lounge, Buddy Guy, and we have our own little spin on it, and it's called Tell Me What's Inside of You.
I find just what I was looking for. Well, I look, baby, I look for you all night long. Please, won't you tell me, baby, what's inside of you? Come on, baby, now just hold my hand. Sooner or later, you know, I think I'll understand. Yes, I'll understand. Yeah, I think I'll understand you.
It's taken from the album Belmont Boulevard from a couple of years ago. That's the studio version. J.W. Jones and What's Inside of You. He did it live, but the mixdown wasn't finished. Actually, listening to that, my mixdown, it was getting close to being finished. But it's unfair to him and to Laura and to Matt, really, to put a bad mix. And so what we're going to do is when I get time, that's the missing factor in all of this, because the next couple of weeks I'm travelling, and there will be quiet days, I guess, but it's going to need a bit of time to sit down and master that final four tracks. And then once that's done, it'll be published as a podcast the usual way, and you can then download the whole thing with four tracks and two more bits of interviews as well. J.W. Jones, it was good to see him here on the boat, and if you have, he's touring the UK at present, and if you have a chance to see him, do so. Really nice guy. Okay, he played here live. Here's somebody who's been here live 2-3 times now over the course of the years. Haven't seen him for ages, though. But he's got a new album out. I say new. It's a compilation of recordings made over the last decade or so in Europe. The album is called Live in Europe, therefore. And it's the old friend of the programme from California, Doug McLeod.
This song is called Home Cooking, a song about a natural law. The natural law is this: if you can't get home cooking in your own home, you can go to somebody else's home and get you some. That don't make for a good relationship, but it makes for a good blues song. Baby, I'm looking, I'm gonna soon be booking. Baby, I'm looking, I'm gonna soon be booking. Find me a brand new little lady, give me some down home cooking. Girl, you don't like the kitchen, ain't something you never wanna do. You never like the kitchen, woman, ain't something you wanna do. I'm gonna find a brand new little lady and let her cook much better than you. But she gonna fry me some chicken, and the little girl gonna bake my bread. She gonna fry me some chicken, yeah, she gonna bake my bread, my bread. They're gonna be loving in her oven, I'm gonna eat until I'm dead. Your mess of your blue. Baby, I'm looking, soon be booking. I'm looking, I'ma soon be booking. Find me a brand new little lady, give me some down on cooking. Oh, a brand new little lady and some down on cooking. Excuse me, lady, 'cause I'm out here booking. Like that, like that.
Not quite sure where in Europe, but somewhere in Europe. That's Doug McLeod from the brand new album Live in Europe out on Black and Tan Records. I had to think for a second there. And that's called Home Cooking. I'm a proud member of the UK Blues Federation, an organisation which is to promote the blues and help to choose the bands who are representing the UK in Torito de Siena for the European Blues Challenge this year, and also next year in Nashville for the International Blues Challenge. We'll be choosing the band for that. And we've invited some people to be honorary members, and this lady has said that she would love to. And we're so pleased. Her name is Kyla Brooks.
No more excuses, no more delay. No more excuses, come out and play. It's a beautiful, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Won't you come out and play? Why are you hiding yourself away? Why are you hiding? Just come out and play. It's a beautiful, beautiful, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Won't you come out and play? I got so many treats in store. I'm gonna leave you begging, begging for more. Just open your door. Hi. Not much to say. I'll take the lead. Just come out and play. It's a beautiful, beautiful, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Won't you come out and play? I got so many treats in store. I'm gonna leave you begging, begging for more. No, ooh, I got so many treats in store. I'm gonna leave you begging, begging for more. I got so many treats in store. I'm gonna.
It's a beautiful day, surprisingly. It's lovely and warm here in the UK today. That's Kyla Brooks from her brand new album, Fabulous. Throw Away Your Blues is the name of the LP, CD, release, call it what you will, and beautiful day. And I hope it is going to be a beautiful day for you. That's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Next week, the show comes to you from the heart of Tuscany in Italy, Torito di Siena, but before the actual challenge itself. But quite a few of the people will already be there. So hopefully, I can't promise anything, I will have Red Butler as guests. Also, the editors of magazines like Paul Styles of Blues in Britain and Fran Leslie. Ashwin Smythe possibly will be coming in to have a chat too. We'll do the show and any other people we can get hold of for next week, and then of course the results to come after that. Email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk. That's how you get hold of me. Facebook, of course, I'm there as well. I am on Twitter, but rarely tweet. And the website is where everything is you need to have, and that's ravenblues.co.uk. Let's close with something special that was sent to me this week from Mark Ead, her manager. And it's really, it's more to the guitarist than this as well. It's Joe Harmon. It's recorded live. It's unmastered. It's not quite fully finished yet. And it'll be available eventually. But it's Joe Harmon and Nat Martin. Nat Martin is the guitarist on this. And he's got an album coming out quite soon. And if you're wondering, what does Nat Martin sound like? Well, this is it. Anyway, closing the show. Joe Harmon and Nat Martin together and Through the Night. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I'll talk to you from Spain. I'll talk to you from Italy in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, bye-bye.
Okay. Matt Martin on the guitar, ladies and gentlemen.